Okay, today, Bezer Shem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Me'ilah. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Hey. Hamafkid Moseit Zal Shulchan, if someone left money, hagdish money with a money changer, Im Tzrurin, so if the money was tied together in a way that is clearly recognizable, so then he's not supposed to use them. Lo Yishtamish Behem, the money changer is supposed to just watch them and not use them at all. Lefichachim Hotzi Ma'al, so if he goes and he uses them, he's in violation of Me'ilah. But Im Mutarim, if there loose coins where the money changer just has to give you back whatever the amount that you gave him, but he doesn't have to give you back the exact coins. He's allowed to use them. Yishtamish ben lefichachim hotzi lo ma'al. So when he uses them, he's not a violation of Mila because he's doing your shlichus. Eitzel balabayis, if a person gave money not to a money changer, but to a regular guy who's not a money changer, ben kach lo yishtamish ben. So balabayis is not supposed to be using these things. Lefichachim hotzi ma'al. And therefore, if he did use them, he's going to be in violation of Mi'ilah. Hachen v'nika balabayis, and a storekeeper has a din of a balabayis, not a din of a shulchani. Divra meir, Rabbi Yehuda omer k'shulchani, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a chenveni is like a shulchani, meaning a chenveni is somewhere in between, because he's running a business, so he's using money, he's got a cash register, but it's not a money-changing business. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. Pruta shal hagdish nafal l'toch hakis. If you have a pruta of hagdish that fell into a wallet, and is now lost among other non-hagdish prutos. Oshamar pruta b'kisa hagdish. So someone says a pruta in this wallet should be hagdish, and he didn't say which pruta should be hagdish. So now it has a pruta of hagdish and a lot of non-hagdish prutas in there as well. Kivin shotzias arishon. As soon as you take out the first pruta, ma'al, then you violated me'ila and you chayiv the carbon involved in that. Div Rabbi Akiva. V'chamorim atchiotzias kolakis. Chum said, no, you only violate a mila when you take the last pruta out of the kiss, and until then you're not going to be chayiv any carbon. Now, it's possible that the first one you took out was the hektish one, and that was a violation of mi'ila, but you don't bring an ashram talu, because you don't bring an ashram talu if you're not sure whether you violate mi'ila, according to the chum. Moda Rabbi Akiva, ba'omer, Rabbi Akiva agrees, though, that if you say pruta min a kiss, the very last pruta in this kiss should be hegdish, so then so then you're allowed to keep using it until you take the very last pruta out of that wallet. So to review what we learned today in Parak Vav Mishnah Hey, we said that if you give money to a shulchani in a way that he's clearly not supposed to use it, when he uses it he violates me'ila, but if it's in a way that he is supposed to use it, you violate Mila when he uses it. By a balabayas, either way, he's not supposed to use it, whether it's tied up or not tied up. It's clear he's not supposed to use it, and therefore he's the one that violates Mila when he does use it. And as far as the status of a chenveni, whether it has a din of a shulchan or a din of a balabayas, that's a machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if a pruta that belongs to Hegdish falls into a wallet full of prutos, or your makdish, one pruta in a wallet full of prutos. So machlokas, whether when you're ready chayiv, when you take out the first pruta, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, or only when you take out the very last pruta. But even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if you say that it's only the last pruta that's going to be Hegdish, you're allowed to continue using all the prutos up until the very last pruta. And that brings us to the end of Maseches Me'ilah. Bezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Maseches Tamid, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph.